February 3rd, and I'm coming to you live at my new time slot at 11 a.m. And you guys will hear my beautiful little 3-month-old who's here with us today. And I am seeing if he's gonna settle in with us. We have just started teething, so we have a whole new thing to learn as parents. And it's been a wonderful journey to experience, but he's also a little fussier than normal, so his dad's gonna take him. We're gonna see how we do. But hi, everybody. Welcome. I can't believe it's February already. It is just such a this year is already flying by. It really is. And I can't believe it. And I want to just say hi to everyone who's, I feel like we're all feeling kind of low energy lately. It seems as if everybody has, it's just this collective energy that we're all tied into. It just feels like it's a little heavier. It's a little, has a weight to it so far this year. And I think we're all trying to figure out what to do with that. And so I have a bit of a unique and fun topic I want to go into today, which I am really excited about. And I just, it's a little different from what I normally do, which is always really fun. But I want to direct you guys over to the chat room. You guys can find the chat room at 12radio.com. And if you click on the chat button on the left-hand side, it will take you over to our Facebook page, which is also called 12radio.com, not .com. It's called 12radio, and you'll scroll down and you will see my banner, which is a picture of me in my lab on the beach. If you want to join the conversation, go ahead and just leave a comment in the chat. And there's already a couple of you guys in here. Okay, let me say hi to everybody. Renee, hi, my dear. Thank you for being here. And Lori, oh yeah, don't worry about the change. I know we have a bit of a change in our schedule. So Lori says, I didn't realize Jamie Dawn wasn't coming on. So sorry about that. Don't worry, my dear. We are shifting our schedule around a little bit. Jamie Dawn is taking a break from radio, but she will be back with you all soon. And I'm just filling that gap and shifting my show from that noon slot into the 11 a.m. slot. So don't worry at all, Lori. We're all just figuring it out, and that's on me for not giving you a heads up. Okay, and Quelly is here. Hi, my dear. She says, Tuesday blessings, Serena, Daddy, and Baby Boy. Oh, thank you. I know it's a whole family affair over here. I have a great team supporting me with my boys. And oh, I always is such great energy when I'm able to connect with you all. And when I'm able to just invite you, I feel like I'm inviting you all into my home for a cup of coffee, is what it feels like. And I love that I get to do that. But I'm actually going to put a photo right now in the chat because I had an interesting morning with, I was just really trying to feel, I didn't really have much planned for our show today. I wanted to, check in on the energy and see how everyone was doing, and also kind of just connect with the energy that we're all engaging with and see what we all need to hear. It seems as if we all are, like I was saying earlier, feeling that dip in just, it feels like everything's lagging a little bit. It feels like everything just feels a little slower. Everything feels a little sluggish. It feels, you know, there's a lot of weight to the, it feels a little mucky. And I wanted to really connect with everybody on a message that could help all of us. And I think that So I was having my coffee this morning, and I was producing our shows, Kat and Lori's show this morning, which is so much fun that I get to connect with those two lovely women and start my day that way. And I was trying to just listen into what they were talking about, which is always such a wonderful way to start my day, and also just sit in energy and see what it was drawing me towards. And for some reason, I couldn't stop thinking about these little jumping spiders that we have that are showing up in our house. We're in our first year in this house, and we're, you know, experiencing the seasons for the first time. And over the past month or so, we've had these cute little black jumping spiders that hang out on the corners of our ceiling. And I've always been a fan of spiders. I've always thought that they had just great energy. I know a lot of people have some fear of spiders and everything, but I've always really loved them. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't stop thinking about them. And I decided to pull a card from one of my favorite decks to just center myself and to make sure that I wasn't missing anything. And I pulled the creativity card, which has this beautiful image of a spider weaving a web on it. And that's the picture I just posted in the chat room, if you want to see what that card looks like. And this is, I love it when energy works this way. It really is such an incredible gift to be able to connect with energy. And it always feels so special whenever things line up like this. It feels like a wonderful little treat, because it's just such a beautiful reminder that everything is so intertwined and connected, and there is no such thing as coincidence. And I feel like all of a sudden, all of these messages of how many things spiders can represent just flooded into my system. And so we are going to be talking about spiders today, and we are going to be diving into the different folklore and myths and the representation and just the way that spiders interact in our world. And there's so many wonderful things that spiders represent. And the only other, before I jump into the topic here, only other thing I want to give you all a heads up for is I may take a break at a random part throughout the show, depending on how Baby Shelby's doing. I may put on some music for a little and help settle in. Because this teething thing, you guys, gosh, I thought we had some more time, but we see a little bump on that front bottom part of his gums, and he's been trying to shove his whole fist in his mouth, and he's clearly rubbing anything he possibly can on his gums. So I know I have a lot of mamas who listen, and if you have any teething tips, I will take it, because we've got a couple teething rings. We have a couple things that we can put in the freezer too. And he's only 3 months old. He's still working on holding things. That isn't, his grip is really strong on like our hands and on my fingers, but he isn't really focused at holding things like a teething ring or anything. So, but he is definitely trying to put his whole hand in his mouth. So any tips will be greatly appreciated. And his dad's doing such a great job at hanging out with him while I get to hang out with you guys and get to talk to you all. Before I jump into the wonderful spider topic today, I'm just going to check in on the chat room. Let's see. Oh, Tara is here. Hi. Drinking. It's either a tea or a coffee in that cute little gif. For me, it'd be coffee. So thanks for stopping in and saying hi. I really appreciate it. Glad you're here. And I'll check back in on the chat room later in the show. And for now, we can just jump into talking about spiders. Because spiders represent such a wide variety of things. And I think they do get a bad rap a lot of the time. And something that spiders often can be associated with are, you know, weaving a web of lies or deceit. There's a lot of connection to being manipulative or creative in a negative way. And I don't want to focus on that today. I think we have enough negativity going on in the world. There's always going to be a positive and a negative side to things. And I don't want, you can always, I think there's an importance that everything has that balance. And who knows, maybe some of that will pop up in, pop up throughout our conversation. But the focus I want to take today is on the perseverance that comes with the energy of the spider. There's a lot of dedication in the lifestyle of the spider. Think of how many times a spider weaves a web in their life. The webs that they create are absolutely gorgeous. They're really intricate, beautiful designs, and they're never the same. Everyone is slightly different, has a slightly different pattern. And it's really beautiful to if you take a second to truly examine the intricate details within the spider web. And it's something that we often see, we often see a spider web and say, oh gosh, no, there's spiders here, and we brush it away. And I would encourage you to stop for a second. I'm always a big advocate for slowing down in general. If we're able to slow down the pace of our day and be more present and more conscious, I think we open ourselves up to so much healing opportunities, so many moments that are so that can be so much more special throughout our day. I think slowing down our pace and getting out of that rushing mentality is so healing and is so beneficial for us in so many ways. And if you can add this to the list of things that make you slow down, if you see a spider web, slow down, take it as a reminder that you can stop and examine the beauty before. If you still need to brush it away, brush it away, but give it a moment of appreciation. It is a work of art. And I don't think you should, I'm not saying don't brush it away, don't clean it up, don't dust away your cobwebs. We need to dust the cobwebs in our house. But I think the beauty there is that the webs are meant to be impermanent. They are meant to be brushed away. They are meant to be blown away in the wind. They are meant to be taken down. They are not designed to be there forever. The spider web is created to fade. It is created to not last very long. And there's a really beautiful lesson to be learned there, because we often, as humans, get so attached to things that we create, and it turns into a really almost a double-edged sword, and we have pride for what we create, which I do think is really important for us to be able to have, but we then get so attached to it that it can impact our lives negatively if other people don't see it that way, or if it is something that fades, its importance fades with time, or its relevance fades with time. When these things that we create, they are not meant to be permanent. There's no way that the value we place on one of our creations today is going to be the same tomorrow. And we create some things that are we hope will stick around for a long time, but its value will shift and it will alter in time. And I think if you're having a hard time with letting go or with acknowledging the fact that we have shifting values, shifting importance, our roles shift. Everything is constantly rotating and changing and shifting and evolving. And that change can be so intimidating and worrying. and anxiety stricken for so many of us, that there's something really freeing in acknowledging that something that you've created and worked on and dedicated time to is impermanent. It is not supposed to be around forever. If you're able to let go of it and almost gift it to the universe and let energy do with it what it wants, there is something so freeing about that. And I do believe that if you're in the process of creating something that you love, if you're in the process of creating something beautiful, and you let go of the anticipation or the expectation of it having a lasting impact or it taking you into a certain part of life, then it impacting other people in a certain way. If you let go of that expectation, you enjoy it much more. And it actually, in my experience, all of a sudden has a higher value for you within your life. It plays a more significant role for you in your individual life, ignoring the way it impacts or the role it has with other people. And I think that's when you start to really access something truly magical, is when you are creating something for the sake of creation, for the sake of creativity, for the sake of positivity, for the sake of contribution. Right? If you're able to source your motivation from one of these aspects, one of these options, that could, any of these could be your motivation, then that's when I believe you truly tap into creating something beautiful and enjoying it in a different way without that pressure or that expectation. And it's something that we are not taught to do, right? If you think of the way that we are in school when we're kids, right? We are taught to work hard in order to get a certain grade, right? And a certain approval. We're taught to contribute in a way where we will then be recognized for that contribution. And there's something our society really definitely puts that emphasis and value on, the way that whatever you create, that level of reception that you receive, or that level of acknowledgement that you get from something that you've created, it tends to be the most valued part of it. And I that really makes me sad that that is how we value contributions to society, or how we value creations or art or creativity, or anything that we create and design and build. And it's something, in a way, that you have to unlearn if you want to experience the freedom that comes with creating something just for the sake of creation, or just because it makes you happy, or just because you think it's beautiful, or just because it serves a purpose for you right now. And if we learn that lesson from the impermanence of the spider web and see that reminder of a spider web that's showing up in your path as, it's okay to just do something because it makes you happy. It doesn't have to be heavier than that. It doesn't have to have a bigger meaning than that. You can just do something because it makes you happy. And it's something that is truly freeing once you tap into the opportunity there. There's so much opportunity for happiness and peace within the creation, purely for the sake of creation or beauty. And it's something that is so freeing. And it's something I really love about what spiders can represent. And that's something that really does make me happy once we're able to tap into it. It's something that can be really challenging to acknowledge and to reach. Let me just check in with you guys in the chat room and see. Oh, Pamela's here. Hi, Pamela. That is such a cute pup. Glad to have you here. Thanks for being here, my dear. All right, looks like. And yeah, if any of you do want a card pulled or a reading today, go ahead and just leave a comment in the chat room, and I'll make sure I get to you. I'll make sure to keep checking in, and I'll make sure to connect with you all. And yeah, I think there's so many things that I could talk about with this beautiful creature, and something that I think that they also represent is perseverance. It is this dedication, because in the same way that the spider will put so much effort into creating something that then fades away, or then is blown away by the wind or by us, so often their beautiful creations are taken down by us humans, right? And it doesn't that does not slow down their dedication to the next web. And they don't take it on as a burden in that sense. They have that same motivation, same perseverance to continue to build the next web and to catch the next prey and to create something that is both beautiful and destructive at once. And there again is that balance of the positive and the negative, of that double-edged sword. These webs are absolutely gorgeous creations, but they are also lethal. They are also catching all the bugs and the flies and everything that the spider eats. And it is something that is seen as it can then be taken very seriously in that negative direction of what of the trickery of the spider web, right? But all that spider web's purpose is to feed the spider. It's a very innocent motive, and it's just how nature works in that sense, and it really is something that's beautiful. But the perseverance of the spider is something that I think is also an incredible reminder for us. And especially our energy feels so heavy right now and feels like it's lagging, or maybe you're struggling to connect to your guides or to spirit or to whatever you connect to. It's that perseverance is a really important lesson, I think. Because if we give up when things feel heavy or challenging or it's just taking too long, then, I mean, not only is that a reflection of character, but that is a, I think we all deserve more. We all deserve to dedicate more effort to these things that really matter to us. And for some of us, that is connecting to energy. And for some of us, that's just pushing through and getting to the next day, or figuring out how to connect with your partner or with family, or that next level in your career, or how to be a better parent, or right? There are so many different ways that we are all figuring out where we can draw that energy from to persevere. And maybe all we need is a little reminder of a spider showing up in our life and saying, okay, if this little guy can do it, so can I. Let me try again. And there is some say it's a myth, some say it's actual history, but there's a story of a king who was losing a war, who had to retreat and went to go hide in a cave. And he was hiding in this cave, giving up on this battle, giving up on his people, giving up on his the he was at war. There's a huge belief in there. There's huge motivation there. There's a lot of responsibility there as well. And he was in the midst of giving up when he saw a spider in the corner of this cave, failing at making a web. And every time it was trying to find a new ledge to connect the edges of the web to, trying a new approach. And the web just kept getting blown down in the heavy winds of the night, and there was no success. But every single time, Spider tried something new, tried a different approach, or simply just tried again. And the story goes that the king saw this as motivation, saw this in the middle of the night, watched the spider for hours, never give up, even though that spider was not any more successful each time. And the story goes that the king took this as motivation, went back, and continued fighting and won the war. And it said that this is where the saying, if you fail, try and try again. That's apparently where the saying comes from. And that is such an important lesson in life of considering where your motivation comes from. Where does your dedication and the energy that you have to continue to try, to have faith that you will at some point succeed? Or maybe it's hope that at some point you will succeed. Whatever it is that you're able to draw back on in order to try again. It seems as if it's just inherently built within the spider's psyche. It's built within how the spider functions. And we as humans have doubt that creeps into our minds. We have fear that creeps in. We have lack of confidence. There's so many things that are working against us that push us to give up. Most of the time, the goal of all of these negative things that come into our minds that lead us to doubt, that lead us to feeling exhaustion, that the goal of these things is to get us to give up. And of course, you can just say, just keep trying, just go ahead, try again, keep it going, keep the motivation going, don't give up. And that's always easier said than done. And it can be so hard to recognize these things that pop up into our mind and slowly creep and take over. It can be really hard to spot anxiety. It can be really hard to actually acknowledge that you're experiencing self-doubt. It can be really challenging for us to be present enough in the moment to recognize what is taking over. And sometimes all we need is a reminder of the spider of, no, I'm going to shut down this feeling of doubt. I'm going to not let this fear take over, and I'm going to try again. And it's such a beautiful little message of perseverance. And who knows, maybe before you'd listened to this show, you would have seen a spider and just taken it outside, or maybe killed it, or maybe not really noticed it at all. But now I hope that spider can be a message of trying again, of perseverance, and of letting go of the permanent, of this hope for permanence, and accepting that things are constantly shifting and constantly changing. And it actually ties into something I talk about a lot on this show, and that's seasons. The fact that life is constantly changing, constantly evolving and shifting, and that we have a lot of cycles that happen in our life as well. And there's a lyric from a Fleetwood Mac song that you all probably know. And the lyric goes, can I handle the seasons of my life? And it's just every time the song comes on, it's Landslide is the song. And every time the song comes on, I always stop and am amazed by that lyric. It's something that really always sits with me, and it always has me slow down and really sit in the energy of that lyric. Can I handle the seasons of my life? And it's beautiful and real in so many ways, because I think we all sit and question that in at many points of our lives. So can I handle this? This is hard right now, and it's going to be hard again, because life is full of cycles. It's full of seasons and repetition. And if something's challenging right now, even though it may get better, a lot of times we sit there and we have that doubt creep back in, and you wonder, it's going to be hard again. Can I handle this again? Or how long is this going to be hard for? And we get tired. We do. And that question is, can I handle it? Or how am I going to push through? Or what is my motivation? Or how do I fight to stay positive? And it's sorry, you guys. It's something that I do. Hold on 1 second. Oh, good job. This teething, you guys, is a different kind of cry. But, yeah, I was saying this lyric that I always just love hearing, because I think that when that song comes on, I'm meant to be reminded of the cyclical aspect of life and how we are constantly in a rotation. If things are hard right now, they will be good again. And if things are good right now, they will be hard again. It's just how life goes. And I've always been a bit of a romantic when it comes to life. I like acknowledging that life is challenging. I really do. And I think it's really important for us to acknowledge how hard life can be, and I think there's beauty in these challenges. I'm somebody who I love a book that makes me cry. I love a movie that makes me cry, because that means that it's triggered me into feeling a deep emotion that reminds me how human we are, and that we're capable of feeling such deep emotions, and that it's a reason why I love storytelling. And that's why I say I'm a bit of a romantic when it comes to thinking about life, because I really do love I love anything that'll help remind me that in good times you are reminded things will be challenging again, and maybe you can take some of the strengths that you're experiencing right now in these good times and use them to help you through the hard times, or the connections that you're loving right now, the people in your life that you feel like you can really lean on. How can you prioritize those connections and those relationships when in the really good times, in order to build that foundation for when things get hard again, or when those challenges pop back up, you have them to lean on? I think if we start to acknowledge that life has seasons, and life and these ups and downs that we experience, we can come to depend on, then we can kind of ride the waves of life more gracefully. And it's something that a spider does really well. Spiders do it really well. And I think it also ties back into perspective. And I don't know about you guys, but we love the Addams Family in this house. We do. We love the Addams Family, and Morticia Addams is a favorite. And it's not just a Halloween movie for us. We watch it year-round. But she has a great quote about spiders. And her quote is, "Normal is an illusion. What is normal for the spider is chaos for the fly." And of course it's a little dark and creepy because it is Morticia Addams. But this quote is such an interesting take on perspective, because we can, if normal is an illusion, it also means that seasons and change and ups and downs is also what life is just full of. It's that is normal. We have no normal that is consistent. The only normal we have is that everything will change. I don't know if that made sense, but that's just what sits in my mind, of the only thing that we can truly expect is for things to change, and that is normal. But what I think Morticia is trying to say with this quote is, you can choose to be the spider or the fly. You can choose to be a victim in the moment and say, gosh, everything is happening to me. Why does this happen every time? And, or you could say, wow, this is a challenging season I'm going through right now. What can I do differently to try this time? What can I do to take advantage of these shifts that I'm experiencing? Or what can I do to try again? Because that's the other aspect of the spider is the spider is creative. And something that I think we all can learn from the spider is that we can try something completely new that we've never tried again, and let's see if it works. Let's just throw something at the wall and see what sticks. Because we don't need to be sitting here in the definition of insanity and trying the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different outcome. But so how often do we say, gosh, I'm still trying, and it's not working. And what we struggle with in that moment is creativity. When you're tired and you're exhausted and you're having the hardest time being creative, that's, of course, creativity is going to be the hardest thing for you to do in that moment. I think a great example from my life with that is when we first brought our son home from the hospital. And we had, within those first few weeks of sleepless nights and, you know, waking up every hour and a half, 2 hours to feed him, and then rocking him back to sleep and for another 30 minutes and really not sleeping at all. And, you know, we'd have a rough night every once in a while where he would just be crying and crying and crying. And for some reason, it was always between 1 and 4 a.m. That was his window. And it was something that I would really struggle with because, you know, I'd feel his cries in my bones. I would just feel it was like my body was physically embodying his cry and his pain. And it made it so that I really struggled to be creative in that moment. And my husband was experiencing it differently than me. Of course, I've been shown so many times why there are two of us doing this who experienced parenting differently, because while in that moment I was just so deeply feeling my son's cries, my husband was able to say, okay, we haven't tried this, let's give this a shot. And he was able to fall into creativity. And he was able to push through his own exhaustion and fall into creativity and say, we haven't tried standing next to the dryer in our laundry room and listening to the machine and seeing if that works. Okay, we haven't tried playing this song. We haven't tried walking around in the living room. And he would just get so creative, and, you know, one of the things that he would suggest would eventually work. While I was sitting there trying the same thing over and over again, because that's all I was able to do in that moment. And I think it's such an interesting example of perseverance, of pushing through when you feel like you are just so exhausted and you don't know what you're going to do next. And if he doesn't stop in the next 30 minutes, what are you going to do? Right? It's all of those worries that pop into your head and take over, and it's so hard in those moments to slow down and stay present and to recognize that this is part of a season. And the most helpful thing for me in those moments when I was dealing with the sleepless nights and I was really feeling everything from him, I mean, as an empath also, it's just on a heightened level, I think, of feeling so connected to everything he experiences, and as a mom too. But it's the most helpful thing for me in those moments when I was just saying, gosh, I don't know what we're going to do, and just hoping that he could find his own peace and find and rest and actually sleep and rest, because he had a lot of growing to do. The most helpful thing for me was remembering that this is all temporary. This is just part of a season. This is going to continue to change and evolve, and tomorrow night may be the same, it may be different. And, you know, we're 3 months into this now, and every week is different. Every day is different. We're sleeping much better now. It's incredible. Although now that we're teething, we may not be sleeping much more. But again, it's a season. It keeps changing. It's all always evolving and shifting. And it's something that is truly beautiful, because when you have a moment where something's challenging, how incredible is it that you can sit there and remind yourself, this is all just part of a season. This too shall pass. This is going to shift and evolve into something else. And the next season we experience may be challenging in a different way. It may be truly incredible and not challenging at all. It may be one of those blissful filled seasons. It's something that I think motherhood is also showing me another level of the seasonality of life, if that's a word. And I really love that the spider showed up for me as a reminder of how beautiful the impermanence of life is, and of my creations are as well. And the reminder to continue to stay positive and motivated, because as everything is just unpredictable and a little crazy in the world right now, it is so hard to stay positive and to stay energized. I think we're all experiencing both that macro scale of energy feeling off and heavy and different, as well as that all of the very individual personal levels of energy being really heavy right now. And however that's manifesting in our lives, I think a lot of us are experiencing career changes. A lot of us are experiencing a lot of unpredictability within our finances. It seems like a lot of us are having shifting relationships, and it seems like from what I've been able to experience, it feels like a lot of us are settling into accepting that certain relationships are really important for us, and choosing to value those relationships, which I love that as a community and as a collective, we're starting to focus on that, because I think we haven't valued our relationships as much as we could in the past. And I love that that seems to be a collective shift towards valuing the relationships that we can really lean on. It seems to be such a powerful shift for us. And while everything else seems really heavy, that's one thing that I think is truly beautiful. And I hope you all are experiencing that as well. And you're getting the whole family. My dog is coughing something up right now, so you guys are getting the whole family experience. Welcome to my home. Okay, let me check in with you guys in the chat room and see what we have going on. And let's see if anybody else has popped in. And yeah, to hit all comments, as I'm sure you hear everybody talking about, complaining about, that we have to do that. Okay, it looks like I got everybody. I often talk about staying positive and staying present and making that choice, because it is a choice, and how challenging it can be to remember to do that in the moment. And I think sometimes the most important message that we all can receive is starting to recognize the reminders to stay present and where they show up in our lives. And maybe the main reason I was supposed to talk about the spider today is because we all just needed one other reminder. And maybe it can be a physical spider that shows up in your life. It can be a spider in a movie, in art, in a song. You know, there's so many ways that that message can show up for us, because I think energy is always trying to communicate with us. And it is up to us to be able to recognize what that message is. It's up to us to be able to see what that reminder is and to take advantage of it. Because so often, I do believe there are messages for us all around us, showing up for us constantly, and it is truly up to us to see and hear these messages. And so often we can just go about our life and be deaf to these messages, be blind to these messages, and miss them. And maybe if we're even looking, we may not even just be looking in the right place. And it's something that is truly powerful when you stop and think about the fact that energy and spirit is always trying to communicate with us, is always trying to remind us that if we stay present, if we slow down, we are granting ourselves the opportunity to tap into something truly powerful. And I hope you all can take a moment. I encourage you all to take a moment to think about what those reminders may be for you. They're different for all of us. For me, it's this Fleetwood Mac song, and it's also spiders. For the people, oh my gosh, and now my pup wants to go outside. So you guys, we're going to wrap up because I've got the baby in the other room, and I've got my pup here, who's you all have seen on the banner. He's a beautiful big boy, but he gets impatient. It's been a long morning of radio for everybody. Anyway, the final note I want to end with you guys all, and end with all of you guys on, is stop and think about what those messages are for you, of the times to slow down, stay present, and just breathe. Because we have those reminders pop up for us all the time. It could be a song. It could be a certain word that somebody happens to say. It could be a color that you see. It could be it could be a tree that you see, or a flower that you can see. There's so many, a bird that shows up, and a dragonfly. I don't know. I'm just saying all of the things that pop into my mind. We're going into spring. There's going to be so many different flowers and that are blooming around us. There's going to be so many different wildlife that are showing up and everything. So I want everyone to, if you feel open to it, take that time to think about what that particular thing may be that invites you to slow down. That serves as a reminder to take a deep breath, slow down, choose to stay present, and choose consciousness. And then the next step is, there's so many ways you could take that next step. You could check in with your physical body and do a scan from your toes through your head and see, okay, wow, I am holding a lot of tension in my shoulders, or have I truly taken a deep breath today? That may be what you do when you recognize this invitation to slow down and to stay present. You could check in and see what's happening astrologically and say, gosh, okay, we're shifting into Venus. That's why I'm feeling so emotional. And that's why I feel like I'm being so reactive. Maybe I can slow down and wait before I react and remind myself that I have that influence happening right now. Maybe if you are a woman who is in your cycle, you're in a certain part of your cycle that means that, oh, I'm ovulating, I'm feeling more social, I definitely should go and have happy hour with some coworkers. Or, wow, I'm just in the beginning of my cycle in my luteal phase. Maybe I really need to have a night in and read my book and give myself time to just be quiet and peaceful and slow. And if you don't know what that invitation should lead you to, maybe try to journal. Try to just write down whatever comes to mind and see what shows up. But whatever you want this invitation to lead you to, just take a second and try to think about what the invitation may be, and then how you want to accept the invitation. Because it's custom and different for all of us. And on that note, I'm going to go rejoin the rest of my family because we've got a big day of teething ahead of us. So thank you all for joining me today with Life Journeys. You can find me at 1-2-Listen throughout the week where I will be available to take your calls. If I'm ever not online, you can always request a call back or try to schedule a call and we'll find a time that where it is hopefully a little more peaceful in my home, where I can really focus and connect with you all. But otherwise, I will see you all next week at 11 a.m. Pacific time for the next Life Journeys with Serena. And enjoy the rest of your week, you all. This is Serena with 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.